From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Earlier this week, we told you about the passing of a major figure in Key West. WLRN's Nancy Klingener has a portrait of David Wolkowski and his influence on the island.
About a month ago, David Wolkowski was celebrating his 99th birthday at home in Key West. He was being honored for his outsized influence on his hometown as much as his longevity. Longevity runs in the family. That's his younger sister, Ruth Greenfield, playing the piano. She's 94. Wolkowski died on Sunday. Since then, people in Key West have been talking about his life and legacy. Corey Convertito is the curator at the Key West Art and Historical Society.
The one word that always comes to mind when talking either about David or even with David when he was here is the word glamorous. He loved that word. He kept insisting that Key West be this glamorous place.
Key West is known more as laid back than glamorous. People wear shorts and flip-flops to almost anywhere, including weddings and funerals. But that wasn't David Wolkowski's Key West. Wolkowski lived in Key West for a while as a young kid and returned in the early 1960s. After a career restoring historic buildings in Philadelphia. He'd inherited some old buildings from his father near the Key West waterfront.
David began to renovate those buildings and really, I think, was one of the main people responsible for the historic preservation movement and for showing people that Key West's past, its history, was worth saving, had a certain glamour to it, was beautiful.
Arlo Haskell is the author of The Jews of Key West. The book includes accounts of Wolkowski's family. His grandfather, Abraham, arrived on the island in 1886. Haskell says Wolkowski's investments in Old Town went against the conventional thinking.
This was at a time when most businesses were kind of leaving downtown for the shopping centers in Newtown. So he really had an eye for old Key West, the Key West that he knew from his very early boyhood.
At the same time that Wolkowski was restoring old Key West buildings, he was creating new ones, like the Pier House Hotel right on the harbor.
I think of David as both the set designer and the casting director for Key West.
His visitors included Leonard Bernstein and Truman Capote, and he was close to the island's biggest celebrity at that time, playwright Tennessee Williams. Williams was, according to Wolkowski, a shy man who appreciated Key West for its low-key atmosphere.
He liked the freedom. He lived very quietly.
That's Wolkowski in 2014.
Tennessee lived very modestly and drove his bicycle and was not bothered by people.
Wolkowski delighted in people, especially introducing celebrities from the artistic world to Key West, and then summoning his Key West friends to meet them. Tony Falcone was working at his store on Duval Street one day when Wolkowski called him from a new hotel he was building over on the Atlantic Ocean side of the island.
And he said, well, why don't you come have lunch with me? I think you'll be amused.
So Falcone got on his bike, rode over, and made his way through the construction site. And he heard loud music, which was really unusual for one of Wolkowski's projects.
And he said, look over there. And I look across a beach, and there, with all this music going on, is Nureyev and another young dancer leaping through the waves across the beach, having this incredible time.
Rudolf Nureyev.
The legendary ballet dancer.
He was performing in Miami. David invited him down, and David and I had this incredible show.
Wolkowski also had places in Miami and New York City. He could have lived anywhere, places that reflect a more conventional conception of glamour.
I think he had a vision of Key West that was fairly bohemian, and he was trying to, you know, keep that alive or spread that, even as other trends pushed it in more kind of corporate or commercial directions.
Wolkowski's legacy lives on in the hotels he built and the buildings he restored, and in all the people who see past the sometimes kitschy or crass face of the island and get a glimpse of its underlying, subtropical, bohemian glamour. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.
And you can see some photographs of David Wolkowski and read more about him at WLRN.org. We should note that Arlo Haskell is executive director of the Key West Literary Seminar, and Nancy Klingener is on the board. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.